It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC. I'm Larry Mantle. I hope you had a wonderful weekend, and if it was part of your Holy Week, that this has been a very positive time and for people of faith. It's, of course, a very, very challenging period and an important one for people of faith, whether for Southern California Jewish households that were celebrating and observing Passover with a Seder middle of last week, or Easter Sunday yesterday. I'd like to hear how you worshiped and also celebrated Easter dinner, given the physical limitations that we have with social distancing. 866-893-KPECC. That's 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. In our household yesterday, it was a very, very small group. Kristen, Desmond, me, and my mother joined us, and we sat at extreme social distancing to make sure that we kept my mother safe and that I stayed in my ongoing bubble. We did that as we enjoyed dinner together yesterday. And then Kristen's extended family had a huge Zoom video gathering with everybody on that. And I don't know, it seemed like there must have been close to 24 people who were on that. How did your family do it? 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. How did you worship yesterday? Of course, Easter and Christmas for pastors and priests, by far the biggest periods of the year for church attendance. So what did you see with your congregations? And was it still a moving experience to do services yesterday via teleconference? 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. It's a chance for you to share your experience. I also wanted to mention another loss that we suffered here in Southern California, and this one on Good Friday. Diane Rodriguez, who'd been a guest with us several times on Air Talk, was a huge figure in Los Angeles theater. She mentored younger playwrights and actors. She herself, an actor, a playwright, director, producer. She advocated for the arts generally and for Los Angeles theater for many, many years. She really came up as a member of El Teatro Campesino, the hugely influential theater company that came out of Central California from the farm worker community and touched on themes of such great importance to people who were working agriculturally here in California. And then in her work here in Los Angeles with Center Theater Group, developing of plays, working with playwrights, making sure that Latino voices were heard, especially Mexican-American voices here in Los Angeles. She died after a lengthy battle with cancer, but Diane Rodriguez, just an extremely important figure in Los Angeles arts, really giving a voice to people of Los Angeles and making sure that those stories came to prominence. And we offer our condolences to her family members, to her friends, and to the large Los Angeles theater community that was so heavily influenced by Diane's work. She will absolutely be missed. Again, we're taking your calls about how this Holy Week has been for you, whether Easter Sunday, whether a Seder midweek. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpcc.org. Jennifer in Burbank, what was it like for you?
I was actually disappointed, Larry, because I noticed on my social media, on Instagram, where a lot of even my own family members that I was not aware of were getting together. And I noticed other people that I'm acquaintances with, too, gathered with their family members or some friends. So I'm a little disappointed to see that, because it just means that the stay-at-home order might be now even longer for all we know, right?
Yeah, yeah. So they were getting together. Were they honoring any sort of physical distancing, or were they acting like it was a typical Easter?
I want to say that they were acting like it was a typical Easter from what I can tell. I decided not to say anything because I'm one of those that I'll tell you this, you shouldn't be doing that. So I just kept it to myself this time, but I was just more so disappointed to know that the stay-at-home order might continue now because of those actions.
Yeah, and let's hope that that wasn't widespread. But do you think in your family, Jennifer, that just the thought of not being able to be in the same place with people was just was too difficult for them? Or do you think that they think fears about the virus are overblown?
I honestly think that they're probably missing each other very much so, because I'm missing them as well.
Sure.
But I stayed at home anyway, though, because I know it's a sacrifice that must be made so that eventually I'm hopefully able to see all of them again.
All right, Jennifer, I thank you so much and wish you a happy Easter as of yesterday. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. What has this Holy Week been like for you if you're a person of faith and you celebrated Easter yesterday? How was it changed this year versus last when it came to gathering with family, Easter dinner, services yesterday as well? And also extend that to Jewish Angelenos, your Seder experience as well. 866-893-5722 or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. And again, just want to remind you, in case you missed all or part of our wonderful Sesame Street public service announcement from our friends there, you can hear that and play it for your kids by calling 626-831-9333, 626-831-9333 to hear a recording of that. It's also linked to at laist.com. Sunny in Hollywood, what was your Easter like?
Hi, I was in a virtual choir. It was a fantastic way for us all to stay together. We had our church doors locked on Easter. No one could go to the campus. They had barriers up. So anyone who didn't know that we're supposed to be physically distancing was not able to enter the church. Everyone filmed, all the pastors filmed their segments of the service more than a week beforehand, and filmed them individually. And the choir, there were 40 singers in the choir, 8 instrumentalists.
Wow.
Our fabulous pipe organist filmed her magnificent organ. They have a beautiful pipe organ.
Which church is it?
Bel Air Presbyterian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, great organ.
We've been through so much because we had the Getty fire that filled the sanctuary with smoke, you know, when we couldn't, our off-ramp was...
Yeah, and it's such a beautiful church, just architecturally. I love Bel Air Press. It's gorgeous. So unfortunate that you couldn't be there inside the sanctuary for services. But how did the 40-person choir work?
Well, we have so many creative people, and every church has people that they can tap into. It's like, raise your hand and say, what do you do when you're not in church on Sunday morning? What can you do to serve your church in other ways that we've never even thought of? So we have people who work in the movie industry, people who do all sorts of creative things. And so everyone just, you know, made suggestions to the pastor. Hey, how would we try this?
Yeah.
What if we try this? And we had one of the pastors had a beautiful Rembrandt painting, and she was all by herself, just by herself with this beautiful Rembrandt painting, and just showing people how the light, where the light is coming from.
Wow.
That reflects what God is saying through this painting. It was just, I mean, it was an art lesson in one section of the service, and then the choir, we all had to sing our parts on this 4-minute opening hymn.
Yeah. And were you singing that live? So you're all singing simultaneously?
Oh, no, we were not live. We were all in our homes. We had to submit, we had to sing our parts into our iPhones, record us, that make a video.
Yeah. And then it was mixed?
Well, we had our conductor, our fabulous conductor, Dan, conducted the piece into a camera and then sent us the video of him and the organist. And so we had...
Okay, so you sang to the accompaniment, and that allowed it to be synced. Sonny, thank you so much for sharing that. What a great way, Barrel Air Presbyterian, to be able to observe Easter yesterday and do it in a powerful way. Let's talk with Holly in Fullerton. I understand you're the rector at Emmanuel Episcopal Church?
Yeah, that's right. And I have to say, we've been online since around March 13th right away, and started with morning and evening prayer on Facebook. And then on the 21st, I think around the 21st, was our first Sunday. So we've had some practice being on Zoom and then live on Facebook over the last month or so. And then during Holy Week, I just thought it was so important that we somehow stay connected during Holy Week. So we had Vespers in the evening, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of Holy Week. The diocese, Episcopal Diocese of Los Angeles, had incredible resources for us to use. And we had home service for the 3 days. And so we had this beautiful prayer service that I conducted Thursday night, and we were just all in our homes with our bowl of water and our candles and just praying together Zoom and through Zoom to Facebook. And Friday night I was able to put together a slideshow, and each of my readers then spoke up and we did the Stations of the Cross. And I just exited out of the meeting. So there was no follow-up or conversation after Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really, it propelled people into a much deeper reflection on what Good Friday is, the isolation of the first followers of Jesus, and the real, the feeling of death and loss and disappointment and abandonment that certainly we're all feeling during...
Holly, preach it. I totally get what you're saying about it making for an even more powerful Good Friday experience. And in terms of participation, my grandfather always used to ask, how many did they have out? What was the level of participation on Zoom?
Through the week, Good Friday, we had about 35, and then probably 20 to 25 on Facebook. And then Easter Sunday, we had quite a bit more. And then, like your earlier caller who was saying, you know, I had seen all these amazing video clips on Facebook of people like putting music and instruments and voices together, and how do you do that? And, you know, by God's grace, I have some young, talented musicians for a congregation that is, you know, significantly older. And I told my musicians, look, this is what I want. And they made it happen.
Oh, that's great.
And they worked 20 to 30 hours. And you know,
wow.
With a group of people, we got the singers and the music, and they hadn't had, we're a very, our foundation is musical, and we have contemporary music, and so it was really important.
Yeah, you have to have that, even if you're video conferencing the service. Holly, thank you so much. The rector of Emmanuel Episcopal Church talking about the significance of, you know, changing the way worship was conducted in this Holy Week, and how, in many ways, even a more powerful experience with people not talking after the Good Friday service, but just being left with the message and the observance of that very, very important day in Christianity. We're talking about Holy Week, how it was observed in this era of physical distancing. We'll be back in just 90 seconds on Air Talk. If you figured out a way to do an Easter egg hunt on Zoom, let me know. We're talking about Easter yesterday, how people celebrated it, whether with your house of worship or in your home with family members. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Let's talk next, with Linda in Hermosa Beach. You're on Air Talk.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
I'm so excited that you're giving everyone a chance to say what was a highlight of their Easter day. And for us here in Hermosa Beach, in our neighborhood, we have a request by our city council at 8 o'clock every night to go outside in front of our homes and clap or make noise for to honor our medical workers that are on the front lines. And last night was like an extravaganza. Like the whole neighborhood showed up and was out in front yelling and screaming and clapping. And we have a nurse on our street. We always call her our surrogate representative. And it was just such a joyful ending of the day and a special day. We've never done that on Easter. So that was the highlight for us.
That's wonderful. And so you think the fact it was Easter evening made even more participation than before?
I think so.
That's great.
And it was just a good feeling. Everybody was saying hi to each other and happy Easter and, you know, just checking in. And it just felt so
great. Oh, that's great. Linda, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Speaking of honoring healthcare workers, the Pasadena Police and Fire Department, one day last week, inundated Huntington Hospital, which is our neighbor here at KPCC. They're just down the street and around the corner. And they showed up in front and blared their sirens and applauded. And it was a beautiful show of first responder support for all the healthcare professionals at Huntington Hospital. And I know this has happened at other Southern California healthcare campuses, but you could hear the sirens all over Western Pasadena because of, I guess, the oscillation and how the sound worked. It was extraordinary, the outpouring of support and a beautiful thing that Pasadena police and firefighters did to honor their colleagues working at Huntington Hospital. 866-893-KPECC or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Minnie Hatt writes on the page, for Easter, we set up an impromptu Zoom meeting with various members of the family. We ended up with 13 family members enjoying 2 hours. The idea was people could come and go when they wanted. Food and drinks were mandatory. We tried to have the feeling of a typical family time. Even without the virus, it's an interesting way to visit with family members who may not be able to be in the same physical space. Good test to see how far you can actually interact in a virtual world. That's Minnie Hatt writing on the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Beth writes, we've been shopping for our next door neighbors. They're a couple in their 70s. They had a Costco Easter dinner delivered to them and gave us enough for our own dinner. It was a very special thank you. Beth, that's beautiful. So generous of them. 866-893-KPECC. David in La Habra Heights, welcome. You're on Air Talk.
Yeah, thank you. I wanted to share something that's a little different than Zoom, but it is getting disparate people together. My mother always had Easter dinner at her house. She's 88. My dad's 90. And there were usually about 25 to 30 people, family, and then extended friends, widows, widowers from their church. Anyway, this year she decided she still wanted to do the Easter dinner. And she was going to put it in boxes and care packages. And we were the ones that took it around to my siblings and her other assorted people. So it was kind of neat because she made turkey, she had ham, she had the scallop potatoes and all the normal things that she would serve
yeah.
at home. And so we spent, you know, maybe it was good that gas is cheap. It was a quarter of a tank of gas in 4 hours of our time.
Wow. You deliver to a lot of households, and I'm impressed your mother's 88 years old and fed all those people.
Yes. Well, you know, she really is very fit. She's got this. We're in La Habra Heights. She's got an acre of avocado trees, and she's still up and down that hillside all day long.
So. Oh, that's great. Well, wish our best to your mother. That's a beautiful story of how a family Easter was still able to be celebrated. That's David in La Habra Heights, 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. One of our former AirTalk producers lives in La Habra Heights, and she and her husband actually have a little vineyard in their backyard. I love that agricultural area, and I have to try the wine that Jackie gave me that came from their backyard vineyard. Let's talk with B in Mount Washington, Los Angeles. B, how did you celebrate Easter yesterday?
Well, like a lot of people, we did the Zoom meeting too, but I think it's really funny. I just wanted to say real quick is that, so my father is 99 and we normally have a really big Easter brunch. And so we were all complaining and laughing and joking about what we didn't have because we didn't buy it in the grocery store. And my father kept saying, well, if you come over here, if you just come over here, you can come and get it.
Trying to tempt you all.
Yeah. And he didn't quite, I mean, I think he didn't quite, he understood that the whole country's on lockdown, but not for that. Well, why don't you just come over?
Yeah.
Me about five times. I said, no, it's really fine.
That's funny. Does he live independently or have assistance?
Sorry?
Does he live independently or have assistance at 99?
Yeah, no, he has someone that comes in about three times a week, but he's pretty independent.
Yeah, it sounds pretty independent to me. We should all be so hail as your father. B, thank you so much. We appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. How did you celebrate Easter yesterday, given the physical distancing limitations that we were observing yesterday? I think pretty much all of us. Cheeky T writes on the page, shout out to Father Rich Daniluk and Music Minister Trevor Thompson at Holy Name of Mary in San Dimas. Father Rich even did a virtual blessing of water and walked through the empty church blessing us. It was one of the most moving services I have ever not attended. That's Cheeky T writing on the AirTalk page. I love hearing about this. What has Holy Week been like for you? In this time of physical distancing, we hear from listeners of faith here on AirTalk back in just 1 minute. Coming up in just a few minutes on Air Talk, LA Unified School District Superintendent Austin Buettner will be delivering his weekly address on the state of the schools in COVID-19 era. We'll find out what he has to say about the schedule for schools in Los Angeles. That's just a few minutes away here on 89.3 KPECC. Let's talk next with Renee in Hollywood Hills. Renee, thank you so much. How did you celebrate Passover this past week?
We celebrated at my grandson and his wife's house. They cooked all of the food for Passover at the house, and then Alexis, the wife, drove it around and delivered packages with all of the food, all of the trimmings, everything, including the Haggadah that she had worked on, to our houses, to those of us who lived in this area, about eight of us. And then a cousin joined in on Zoom who was in Switzerland, and a grandson, another grandson who lives and works in Alaska, joined in. And we had an absolutely lovely Seder, and it was just all of their food, their delivery, and it was just absolutely wonderful.
Oh, that's great. Renee, thank you so much. I appreciate it. 866-893-KPECC. Is it Sony in the West San Fernando Valley?
Hi, thank you. How are you, Larry?
I'm doing well. So what was your Easter like yesterday?
We delivered lunch, sandwich lunch bags and sanitizer bags to the homeless in the area. I work at a food pantry as a volunteer, and that's how we spent it.
Wow. And so how many places do you think you made deliveries?
We probably hit one, two along the railroad tracks and everything, but we served about 60.
Oh, that's great. Is this something you do every Easter, or was this new because of COVID-19?
This is new. I mean, we were just distributing on Saturdays when there was no COVID, and then now we're delivering, not delivering, but giving food 6 days a week, and then on Sundays is when we do our delivery to the homeless.
And I assume they were very appreciative.
Yes. And along with that, we work with other nonprofits, and they made sanitary kits with gloves and masks as well. So it's a dual fold. You know, we want to keep them safe, but we also want to keep them fed.
All right. Sony, thank you so much. Wonderful and great that you're able to do that. What a wonderful way to celebrate Easter yesterday. Peter, in Covina, I understand you're a deacon in your church. So what was it like for you yesterday?
Well, we celebrated Easter Vigil, actually, Saturday night, which is the largest, you know, the most meaningful celebration practically in our church year. And it was just strange to do it with a priest and two deacons to an empty church. I mean, it was really kind of unsettling. And then same thing with Easter masses on Sunday, priest and a deacon in an empty church.
And so did you take part on the Saturday night service?
Yes, yes.
And you were, I assume, observing the physical distancing as a part of that?
Yeah, that was difficult to do. And I must say, we probably didn't always managed to navigate it that way, because there were things that had to be done where there was no way to do it standing 6 feet apart. But to the best we could, we did that.
Yeah. And did you wear any kind of face covering during it, or feel like that would be intrusive to do that?
Yeah, no, we did not wear face coverings, no.
So this was a very odd experience, clearly, for you from a spiritual standpoint. Did you feel like it was more or less powerful than your participation in a typical mass?
Well, in a strange way, it was more powerful, because it was really, you know, symbolic of the ending of Lent. All of this separation was very symbolic spiritually for me personally. And I know a lot of the parishioners that I've spoken to have said the same thing. It was not what we wanted, but it was in many ways made Lent more meaningful.
And what's your church?
It's the Catholic Church, St. Louis de Marillac in Covina, California.
All right. Hey, Peter, thank you very much for sharing that experience. 866-893-KPECC, the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. You can also tweet what your Easter Sunday was like, or earlier in the week, if you had a Seder that was convened under very different circumstances, of course, a chance for you to share that experience. Gleno writes on the page, I joined my recently converted niece's Seder via Zoom for a while, which was very sweet. She shared it with a few friends of hers without any connections to their own families, so it meant a lot to them. I could see where that would be an opportunity with Zoom, where maybe you wouldn't have a chance to invite people who otherwise couldn't have been part of an Easter Sunday dinner or a Passover Seder. And because of the ease of using Zoom, to be able to technologically connect with other people, that you're able to do it in a way that extends even the social connection that you would have with people in your life. Allison in Alhambra says, I sing together with a group of friends, and we've been using Facebook Go Live to sing together. We've been coordinating our feeds, layering our voices to get them to line up. And over the weekend, we had people across the country join our feed to sing along. Allison, I'm so impressed that even with the latency, the delay that happens, that you're able to get everybody to be able to, you know, sing at the same time and to have that kind of unison experience. That's terrific. You can share your comments on the AirTalk page at kpecc.org. Also on our Facebook page, you can share messaging as well and let us know about your Easter experience. Coming up in this next hour of AirTalk, we'll hear from Austin Buettner, superintendent of the LA Unified School District. I know that parents and teachers, administrators and students all waiting to hear, is there any chance that school is going to come back to campus either at the end of this academic year, or what about summer school? Is that even a possibility, or are we looking more than likely until the fall when school would be back in session in LA Unified? So we'll find out about that momentarily, and we may end up interrupting NPR News to bring the superintendent to you momentarily so you hear that live. It's Air Talk on 89.3 KPCC, and I want to thank you for your wonderful calls, for the comments, all the great participation. This important part of getting through the COVID-19 restrictions is talking amongst ourselves and sharing our experiences.